HKX. Mobile. Mobile. I was wondering if you were out there. Just pulled off my first exit here. I'm on business 85, so I got a few more miles, a couple more miles to go.
Yeah, I just left the intersection of 14 and, what is it, 290.
Did you eat tonight?
We're at Bubba Annie's tonight.
Dude, is that? I've never been there.
Meeting three, kind of place.
Sounds good right now. Well, was your meeting good? Did you ever get everything straightened out, get the business all ready to go and straightened out?
You know, it's more poking fun at each other and making fun of the stupid things that happen in this business.
I understand. It's a good time to get together with everybody and be able to tell, share similar stories.
Or to convey to somebody that doesn't do this some of the things that go on, and they just kind of don't get it or don't understand how the business works and the people we deal with. So it's interesting sometimes.
With like-minded or like-experienced people, so you can, commiserate. There we are. You can commiserate all the good and all the bad that happens.
A lot of trying to help each other out, too, and encourage each other along the way. You know, like, we got one guy that's, he's got put on tool hold. So he's trying to work out a plan for him to get out of that and, get back to doing business the normal way.
Example of something, if you're not a part of the business, you don't understand. I have an idea, but what does tool hold?
As an account with Macco, basically, and we pay 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 28 days. So 7 days, you're just paying week to week. And you see how that works. Well, once you get to 28 days and not paying your full, you know, your bill that's rolled at 28 days, they put you on tool hold.
So, basically, are you, do you guys, do you buy the tools and then you resell them? Is that what happens?
Every bit of the inventory that's on these trucks, we own it. Or we're in the process of making those 4 week payments on it.
Yeah, see, I don't think I realized that, so I learned something new tonight.
Besides how many people don't know that, even our customers, they think Macco just sends it out and then we pay for it after we sell it. if that was how it worked, none of the trucks would ever be empty.
Probably be a little less stressful, too. That motivates you to get out there and run your route.
It does some people anyway. Some of them, they get in this business and they don't make it because they just don't show up. That's the biggest killer of it. And most people that fail, that is the biggest reason. They just don't show up.
And listen, Patrick, I am about to pull into my place up here in Spartanburg, and I got to get off the radio. I'll get back with you when I leave. I'm sure you'll still be on the road.
I just passed the airport heading back to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be around a little while. But you be safe out there if I don't talk to you again. KO4HKX.
I'm back 20 or 30 minutes or so. Maybe not quite that long. N4, is that okay?
Hey, Shane. KO4HKX. Mobile.
N4, is that okay?